You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Former Erie County District Attorney John Flynn with Lippis Mathias LLP is with us on the WBEN Lifeline this morning. And we're talking about something that comes up often, cashless bail. President Trump yesterday signed an executive order banning cashless bail in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of interest here in New York State because this is a state with no cash bail. John, what do you make of the action by the president yesterday?
Well, Susan, this idea has actually been kind of talked about, for some time now, where, you know, there have been proponents, quite frankly, on both sides of the aisle that have advocated for eliminating cash in all forms of bail. So basically what you would have is you have a situation where you're either in or you're out. There's like no in between here. So if an individual came before the court, the judge could say, okay, I'm letting you out, or you're in jail and you're remanded and you're staying there until a trial. So, you know, there's really no middle ground here. And again, like I said, you've had advocates of this on, quite frankly, both sides of the aisle for a number of years now.
Now, when it comes to the issues that many prosecutors have had, that police have had with some of the bail laws, is it focused on this idea of cashless bail, or does it revolve around some of the laws about youthful offenders? We were talking about that with some of the car thefts in recent years, of that being a big issue. Is cashless bail really under the microscope here by people in New York State, or is it a different aspect of the bail laws?
Well, you know, the reality, Brian, is that, you know, in a majority of the cases, the prosecutor is not going to ask for bail, like a dollar amount, okay? I mean, you know, the majority of times when a prosecutor is at arraignment and they're going to ask the judge to do something with the individual pretrial, they're going to say, judge, we want him remanded. I mean, I don't, you know, the very few times does a prosecutor get up there and say, hey, judge, we're asking for $50,000 bail or $10,000 bail. Now, in the old days, we did that before bail reform. But you know, the reality is now is that, you know, we're actually kind of already in a system of cashless bail because the prosecutors, you know, like I said, the majority of times are going to just ask the judge, hey, judge, we want this person remanded. Or if they think the person shouldn't be incarcerated, then they just remain silent and say, judge, hey, it's up to you. You can let them go. It's fine. All right. But, you know, so, you know, it all depends, obviously, on the facts of the case, on the circumstances. But, you know, the like I said, the reality is that we're kind of in a system right now where both sides are asking for either let the person go or keep them in.
You know, it seems that there are just countless examples of criminals who get arrested and then they're right back out on the streets getting arrested again. Why is it taking so long to reform bail reform?
Well, that has more to do with the actual list of crimes that are eligible for bail. Because again, we got to remember, you know, for every penal law that's out there, you know, every single crime that's on the books, they're on a list. They're either on the list for you're eligible for bail or you're not eligible for bail. So what we're seeing a lot of times are all these offenses where the judge doesn't even have the ability to put bail on someone. They're crimes that are ineligible for bail, and therefore the judge has to let this person out. And when they get out, they again, you know, commit more crimes. So, I mean, if we in New York ever went to a system where we eliminated cash in the discussion of bail, I find it hard to believe that the state legislature is ever going to pass that unless they keep these lists, Susan, unless they keep a list of, hey, you know, these crimes, like petty larceny, you know, a criminal mischief, you know, just, you know, minor misdemeanor crimes, you know, a judge has to let that person go. So again, even if we went to this system in New York, I still don't think we're going to totally eliminate the problem of people getting arrested again, because there's going to be a list of crimes where a judge can't remand a person or keep them in.
So in your mind, because New York was mentioned yesterday, when it comes to New York State, the president's idea of eliminating cashless bail, targeting New York because of that idea, is a bit misguided. It wouldn't fix the problem.
Well, again, it's not misguided in the sense that if you eliminate the list, all right? So, if again, remember, you know, 2019 and before, we had no list at all, okay? So there were no qualifying offenses or ineligible offenses for bail. If you went back to 2019 and had everything on the books, so a judge had the ability to put bail on everyone, and then you eliminated cash bail on top of that, then that could potentially work. Now, again, the problem with that's going to be is that, you know, you're going to go back to a system now, perhaps, where, you know, if you get some judge, you know, in some rural county in the middle of the state who is not even a lawyer, you know, some town judge who, you know, not picking on farmers, but happens to be a farmer in some rural area, and, you know, some kid steals a candy bar out of Walmart, the judge could remand that person now. And that person is going to be in custody until their trial starts. Obviously, that wouldn't be fair, but that's the situation you could face yourself in if you eliminated cash in the bail process and if you got rid of the qualifying and non-qualifying offenses.
John, we appreciate your insight on this. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem.
John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney. He's a partner with Lippis Mathias, LLP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.